Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome to AI Hub. Ready for another deep dive?
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're digging into the energy demands of AI.
Okay.
Specifically, a project called Stargate.
Interesting.
So imagine this $100 billion AI venture.
Wow.
Backed by, like, OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank.
Big names.
That's a lot of computing power.
Yeah.
And all those algorithms, they need a lot of energy to run.
For sure. And the article we're looking at today, it actually reveals a kind of surprising approach to powering this whole thing. Solar energy and batteries.
Solar, really? With that kind of budget, you'd think they'd go nuclear?
It's not as crazy as it sounds. When you think about how much energy we're talking about,
right?
The U.S. Department of Energy,
okay,
they predict that by 2028, data centers could be using,
let me guess, a lot.
A lot. A whopping 12% of all U.S. power.
12%.
That's incredible.
Massive jump from just 4.4% in 2023.
Wow. Talk about a power surge. It's like a digital gold rush, and energy is the new gold.
Exactly. And the article highlights this concern.
That by 2027, 50% of new data centers might not have enough power.
So finding sustainable solutions, that's critical.
Absolutely. That's where solar comes in.
But isn't nuclear power kind of the go-to for these huge energy projects?
Yeah.
We've seen Google, Microsoft, even Sam Altman himself making moves with nuclear.
True. There's been a lot of buzz around nuclear, especially those smaller modular reactors.
Right.
But even with the most optimistic projections, they wouldn't be ready until 2030.
So too slow for Stargate. Makes sense why they're looking at solar.
Yep.
But can solar really deliver that much power reliably?
Well, speed is definitely on solar side.
Nope.
This article mentions solar plants being built in just 18 months.
18 months. That's really fast.
Insanely fast compared to traditional power plants, which can take years, even decades.
Wow, that speed could really be a game changer.
For sure, could make solar the default for future AI projects.
18 months is lightning speed in the energy world.
Definitely.
And there's another interesting thing the article mentioned, that data centers, unlike traditional power plants, they don't have to connect to the power grid the same way.
Right.
They could run directly off a solar farm built right next door.
That's a fascinating idea.
Yeah.
Stargate could avoid so much red tape and delays.
Yeah, all that stuff with connecting to the grid.
Not to mention potential grid capacity issues.
So it's not just about being green, it's about speed efficiency, maybe even cost savings.
It's all connected.
But wouldn't relying on solar make them vulnerable?
To what?
Well, cloudy days.
That's where battery tech comes in.
Okay.
They can store that extra energy from sunny days and use it when there's less sunlight.
Ah, like a giant energy savings account for their AI.
Precisely. Plus, data centers could use things like microgrids and AI-powered energy management systems.
Do what?
To balance the solar power, battery storage, even backup generators for emergencies.
So they'd have their own little power plant.
Basically optimized for their exact needs.
That's a level of energy independence we haven't really seen before.
It's pretty groundbreaking. And if Stargate can make this model work,
yeah,
it could change the entire tech industry.
You're right. It could be a real game changer.
Makes you wonder,
what?
Could this be the thing that finally makes renewables mainstream?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Almost ironic that AI, with all its energy needs, could be the push for clean energy.
Definitely a twist. But let's not get too excited.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of challenges.
For sure.
Not just with the tech, but also cost and scaling things up.
Absolutely. Solar and batteries seem promising, but it's not a sure thing.
Agreed.
So what other energy solutions are out there that could keep up with AI's growing demands?
Well, one area with a lot of potential is actually AI itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but AI can be amazing for managing and optimizing energy use.
So AI helping us use energy more efficiently, not just consuming it.
Exactly. Like AI becoming the ultimate energy efficiency guru.
I like that.
It can analyze these huge data sets from energy grids, weather patterns, even how much energy individual appliances use.
So it's like an army of tiny digital detectives finding ways to save energy.
Yes. They can find inefficiencies, predict when we'll need more or less power, even optimize how electricity flows across the whole grid.
Speaking of the grid, AI could play a big role in bringing in renewables like solar and wind.
Definitely.
Renewables can be a little unpredictable, right?
For sure. The sun isn't always shining, the wind isn't always blowing.
Exactly. You need a system that can, like, intelligently store and distribute that energy.
Right. AI can handle that complexity, make sure there's a steady supply of clean energy.
So AI can balance supply and demand, get renewables onto the grid, even optimize energy use in our homes and businesses. It's like AI is giving us a much-needed push in the right direction.
I totally agree. It's fascinating how AI can be this huge energy consumer, but also the key to a more sustainable energy future.
It's like needing all this computing power is forcing us to rethink our whole energy system.
Yeah, and speaking of rethinking things...
What?
The article mentioned something else interesting.
Okay.
Data centers running completely off-grid.
Off-grid?
Really? Imagine a data center powered by its own solar farm, totally independent.
That would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it?
A lot. No more worries about grid capacity or those transmission bottlenecks.
And it would make them more resilient, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not vulnerable to power outages or problems with the grid, which is a huge deal, especially with AI becoming so important.
Yeah, and healthcare finance, everything.
Exactly.
So could this off-grid model actually happen on a larger scale?
I think it could definitely become more viable, especially as solar and battery tech gets cheaper.
Okay.
In fact, data centers using those microgrids and AI-powered energy management we talked about,
yeah,
they could offer a level of energy independence and resilience that's totally new.
Like having your own personal power plant.
Precisely. And this off-grid idea, it's not just about sustainability.
It's not.
It points to a bigger trend of decentralization in energy.
Decentralization, what does that mean?
So traditionally, we've relied on these huge centralized power plants.
Right.
But now with renewables and AI, we're seeing a shift to more distributed energy systems.
Okay.
Where power is generated closer to where it's used.
So instead of a few giant power plants, we could have a network of smaller local ones all working together.
Exactly. And data centers going off grid, they could be major players in this decentralized energy future.
That's a really interesting picture of the future. But let's bring it back to AI.
Okay.
What are some of the most exciting ways you see AI being used to optimize energy, both in data centers and in our everyday lives?
Well, in data centers, AI can do things like adjust the server workloads.
Okay.
Based on how much energy is available.
So like?
If it's a really sunny day,
yeah,
and the solar farm is going strong,
uh-huh,
the AI can ramp up the processing.
Makes sense.
But if it gets cloudy,
right,
it can scale things back or use those batteries.
So it's always optimizing.
Exactly. Maximizing efficiency and minimizing waste. And it's the same idea for our homes and businesses.
Okay, how so?
Imagine an AI assistant,
yeah,
that learns your routines, what you like.
Uh-huh. And then it automatically adjusts your thermostat, your lights, even your appliances.
Wow, to save energy.
And keep you comfortable. It's like taking all those energy-saving tips we're supposed,
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
And just doing them for us.
Sign me up for that.
Right. And it goes even further. AI can help with things like predictive maintenance.
What's that?
It can spot potential equipment failures.
In like the power grid?
In the grid, in data centers, before they actually happen.
Oh, that's smart.
So you prevent downtime and you don't waste energy on stuff that's not working, right?
So it's not just about using energy better.
You're right.
It's about making the whole system more reliable.
More resilient.
Exactly.
Yeah. And don't forget AI in smart grids.
Okay.
Analyzing data from weather sensors, smart meters, even electric car charging.
To do what?
To balance supply and demand in real time, making sure we use clean energy effectively and rely less on fossil fuels.
It's like AI is conducting a whole energy orchestra.
I like that analogy.
And everything work together. It shows how AI can help us create a more sustainable energy system.
Yeah.
Where data helps us make smarter choices for a cleaner, more efficient future.
It's really exciting to think about all this. As we wrapped up this deep dive, I'm feeling cautiously optimistic.
I get that.
AI might need a lot of power, but it could also be the key to a more sustainable energy future. What are your final thoughts?
I agree with the cautious optimism. I think the big takeaway is that AI is a powerful tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used in good ways and bad ways.
True.
It's up to us to make sure we're using it responsibly and ethically.
To build a better world for everyone.
Exactly.
Well said. So that wraps up our deep dive into the energy demands of AI.
It was a good one.
We covered a lot from solar farms to AI in our homes.
Yeah.
And if you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of AI,
be sure to subscribe to AI Hub
for more fascinating explorations of the tech that's shaping our future. Until next time, stay curious.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.